Number 130 from February of 2017, Rescue Attempts. I considered being on the swim team in high school as being both the most thankless sport you can be involved in and as the most useful sport for life. Everybody wanted to attend the basketball games and football games, but very few ever came to watch the swim team, even though we were probably one of the most successful teams there was. Swimming up and down the pool with your eyes burning in the days before swim goggles was a grueling and tedious thing. However, learning to swim led to becoming a lifeguard and teaching swimming lessons, and that was a source of income for me every summer and part-time during the school year. Being a lifeguard is a much better way to meet girls and have food brought to you than being on the swim team or playing basketball either, I can tell you that. The most memorable day I ever had as a lifeguard was July 4th, 1969. It was the first nice day we had had all summer, and people were ready to do some serious swimming. However, not only were the swimmers not as in shape as they had been at the end of the last summer, but there was a strong south wind blowing up pretty good-sized waves on the lake. People were getting into trouble and drowning left and right. I have only pulled out 10 people in my lifeguarding career to save them, but four of them were on that one day, the 4th of July, 1969. One of the rescue situations was a twofer. I got two for the price of one. There was a young woman swimming out towards the raft with her sister swimming beside her. The first sister got hit in the face with a big wave and took on water and began to go down, whereupon her sister came over to try to save her and was shoved under by the first sister as she was trying to get a breath, and they were both drowning. By the time I threw the life preserver out and swam out towards them, they had their arms wrapped around each other's necks and were drowning each other. The first thing I did was grab an arm and put my foot on the other sister's chest to pry them apart. I put one on the life preserver and hauled the other sister in. I thought of this event as I was leading group therapy last week. There was a young woman who was addicted to heroin, and she told me that she and her heroin-addicted boyfriend were going to help each other get clean and sober. I had to remind her that two drowning people do not save each other, they drown each other. They need someone besides themselves to save them. That's true for all of us. We all need a higher power to help us do what we cannot do. Sometimes we need to be pried apart from our sick relationships and then cling to the only life preserver there is, the Lord.